suppressed rifle and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at CaliKey.com with free shipping.
Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone?
That's none of their business.
What kind of back in the 1930s when they outlawed Tommy
Gun. Money, and they won't have anything over you anymore.
How about worldwide gun control?
All right. Well.
On the Loving Liberty Radio Network, lovingliberty.net. We're spreading the word, telling the tale, and we are live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Ahern Hotel, an incredible boutique hotel right at the north end of the Strip in Las Vegas, but not on the Strip. And it's an incredible story, the Ahern Hotel is. The gentleman, Mr. Ahern, turned this into a hotel without a casino. So no smoking, no casino. My kind of place. It's a place for families. And they serve three groups of people primarily. Christians or churches, that's one group. Charities, that's the second group. And conservatives, that's the third group. You gotta dig it. Anyway, AhernHotel.com to learn more about what they're doing. And they've got incredible service, incredible food. And we ate dinner last night. I'm telling you, the chef, just incredible food. I don't even know what to say about it. It's an Italian fare primarily. It is a chop house, so steak, incredible fish dishes, just something to behold. So that's going on at the Ahern Hotel now. They're hosting us in the B room, and we've got set up rounds for a couple of hundred people, and we're going to be eating lunch. We're going to have a press conference. It's all going to be video recorded so that it'll be able to be played back. And put on websites, etc. We're working on those details. It'll be carried by Brighteon TV on their B channel or their second channel. It'll also be syndicated on the Lindell TV, which is Frank Speech TV. We talked to Brandon House and Mike Lindell, and they're going to put that up. So two live feeds you can get it from absolutely free if you can't make it to the Ahern Hotel. If you can make it, though, we'd love to feed you lunch. We'd love to have you come in person. And so the press conference is going to start at 10 a.m., right after this hour of TV. And then after that, the press conference will run from about 10 to 10:45. We're going to first start out with a pledge and a prayer. And I'm hoping we're going to have somebody sing the national anthem, too. We're working on that. And then
I think that's going to be me, Sam. And I apologize. I just walked in front of you in front of the camera.
That's okay.
I just committed the
pardonable sin.
Pardonable sin.
We'll forgive you. We forgive around here. It's all good.
Oh, thank you.
And the best part about it is...
I'm still a rookie at this camera stuff.
That's all right. I don't even do camera stuff, people. I'm a face for radio kind of guy. But anyway, I digress. So we got this incredible press conference. We're going to have that, first of all. And then we're going to basically have...
After I sing the national anthem.
Yeah. Are you really singing it?
No, Ryan is.
Oh, Ryan is. All right. We are going to do that, though. It's going to be incredible.
But I'm going to definitely sing it. I don't stand and keep my mouth shut during any national anthem. I'm singing away.
Yeah, that's right. That's how it ought to be. And then we're going to basically, believe it or not, how many press conferences start out with a prayer, Sheriff? Can I ask you that question?
I've never seen one do that.
Yeah.
But America will see that today.
We're going to make history, baby. That's what I'm talking about. So we're going to make history. We're going to do that. And then we're going to have a video, which is really an incredible historical video about election fraud in America. Do you guys realize how incredible... and how, I don't know what you want to call it, hostility-driven election issues have been in the country. The mainstream press want you to believe that it's not real, that Donald's just up in the night, goofy old Donnie running around, and it's not real, and there's nothing to it, and it's just this modern-day Donald creation out of thin air kind of a idea. But, folks, this has a long history in the Republic. Did you know that?
And, that, Sam, did you know that the talking points used by the White House and other politicians and the national media was not an accident? There is a way that they actually coordinated that through some PR firm. They all use the same one. It wasn't an accident. Those talking points were part of their plan, and they know that propaganda and brainwashing works, and that's what they've been trying to do to the nation.
Yeah, in fact, the great late Rush Limbaugh highlighted this one time. And he played a soundbite, and it was talking about the Bushes, when the Bushes were kind of under the gun for something, and the narrative for the mainstream press was to defend the Bushes. And what they used was they used this term, and let me think of the term or whatever. Oh, the Bushes are gracious. And what was funny is he created this montage of just news host after news babe after news host after whatever. And it was like, oh, the Bushes are gracious, 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 gracious. And when he got all done, then he said it.
Because
he had to declare he was an insider also.
We also have Sheriff Clinton nearby.
Yeah.
Want you to be on the show at the bottom of the hour. So be hanging close. Thank you, Sheriff. Thank you.
By the way, Sheriff Clinton has one of the most impressive statements on the CSPOA webpage ever. If you want to read it, go to cspoa.org/elections, and you can check it out. cspoa.org/elections. And I'm telling you, it's incredible. He nails it. He lays out the real quintessential reason that we need to investigate in all counties. And he highlights how we ought to do that investigation. And he talks about, hey, sheriffs have to wear cameras, right? What do they call those things?
Body cams.
Body cams, yep. Yeah. So why not have body cams on those folks that are doing the vote counts?
Ooh.
See what I'm talking about?
I like that. Yes, Sheriff Clinton.
Sheriff Clinton, man. It was his idea. I think it's phenomenal. I think it's an incredible idea. And so anyway, we'll talk about that with him coming up. But so we've got the history of vote fraud video and election fraud video. And I know people don't like us saying vote fraud. They say it's election fraud. It's all of it, folks. Election fraud. Vote fraud.
Well, Sam, I got to tell you, fraud. When you have 28,000 people vote two or three times each in New Jersey, I call that voter fraud.
Yes, sir.
Okay? That's voters committing fraud.
Yeah, fraud.
Fraud. And that's illegal activity, and it's downright criminal.
Criminal. Illegal. Amen to that. And we don't like those things, folks. Look, in America, they try to tell you that we're anti-government. They lie. We want the proper role of constitutional government, the supreme law of the land upheld, and we want the checks and balances to be the forefront in the solutions for America. And we want the sheriffs to do their duty and their due diligence. We want all elected officials to keep their oaths of office. And when they don't, we want to correct that.
Well, hey, Sam, I'm wearing my sheriff hat today.
Yes, sir.
So I'm trying to blend in with all these other sheriffs that are here from all over the country.
You can't. You're too old.
Well, I will say, though, Biden and I had bike wrecks within a day of each other, so maybe I am getting old.
Oh, you know? Man. Well, I feel bad for both of you. Even Biden, I don't want any harm to come to Biden. I just wanted to quit trying to rule the country.
He just needs to remember that when his foot is in the bicycle stirrup, that he needs to let his foot out before he tries to get off the bike.
That's a good idea.
That was his problem. My problem was I slid on some gravel on a sidewalk, and my bike flipped out from underneath me.
I just want Biden out of office. That's all I want.
That kind of worries me because then
you'll
that puts
Kamala.
In Kamala Harris. Man.
And I'm entitled to my opinion. Communist Kamala Harris. We can't have her.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, some people think Trump is coming back. I think he might come back in the 24 election, but I don't think he's coming back before that, like some believe.
Well, I would love for the investigations to prove that he indeed won the election, and I think at the time the Supreme Court would have to rule that he gets put back in because it was based on criminal activity. I don't know if we're going to get enough sheriffs to do their duty and get this thing investigated, but it needs to happen right away. The investigation, I'm saying, if it turns out that Trump won the election, that's fine, but there are so many other victims besides Trump. And like you and I have said all along, folks, this is not about Donald Trump. It's about the American people. The coup was not against President Trump. He was a victim of it, possibly, yes, but we want to prove that in a proper investigation. But this is a coup against the American people. Sam, what is being...
And a coup against the rule of law.
A coup against the rule of law. It's a destruction of our own Constitution. And why, Sam, why are you and I... and any other person or sheriff especially, assailed and criticized so much by the national media because we want one simple thing. Can we just try to follow and enforce and obey the Bill of Rights in this country that benefits every single American. Why can't we just follow the Bill of Rights and, in other words, establish a solid protection for human rights, for civil rights, and I will say it again, the same civil rights that Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King fought and died for, and yet people so object to that now. Why?
You want to know the reason?
Yes.
Criminals will lose power.
Criminals will lose power.
Yeah, criminals will lose power.
You know, I think that's a great way to put it. I love the way you put it, that criminals will lose their power.
And then they won't be able to commit criminal acts. They won't be able to do illegal things. They won't be able to commit vote fraud and election fraud and campaign fraud anymore.
You know, that reminds me, Claire Van Steenwijk, actually said the quote that you and I have quoted numerous times over the past 10 years. You and I have said this over and over. Washington's quote about the two-party system destroying our country. We're seeing that every day. And who is the lady running for governor in Georgia?
Stacey Abrams.
Abrams, sorry. Yeah, very good.
Yeah,
thank
now
you.
Just imagine if Stacey and Kamala get together.
Oh, good grief. But she has complained about voter fraud against the Republicans ever since she lost.
There is vote fraud when it's the Republicans, when it's the Democrats.
Yeah, and we want both sides. We don't care if it's Republicans who did it. We don't care if Democrats who did it. We don't care who did it. Investigate these criminals and investigate these criminal allegations and find out what happened. But why is it that if you're a Trump, whether you're a child of Trump or whatever, if you're related to the Trump or your last name's Trump, you get investigated for everything. But if you're a Hunter Biden or if you're a Biden or a Clinton, you get investigated for nothing and you can commit any and all types of crimes. Don't want any more partisanship when it comes to criminal investigations. No more.
The reason it's that way now is because we've allowed the criminals to get above us, secret combinations above the people. The people have been too apathetic. They have not been actively engaged. They have not called them to account. They have not demanded for prosecutions, right? Yeah. I mean, look, Hillary literally backed and funded the dossier. This has all come out now. Backed and funded the dossier on Trump. For 2 years, we spent $30 million saying that Trump was in bed with the Russians, and it turns out the Hunter was.
Is that criminal or illegal?
Both.
Man, no kidding.
Yeah.
And Sam, I'm serious.
It's fraud.
I'm fed up with the partisanship in law enforcement nationwide. The FBI is now being used as a hack for the president, and for the White House. And they're Nuremberg officers. Why do I call the FBI Nuremberg officers? Because if you go back to the Nuremberg trials after World War II, and they prosecuted Nazi officers for crimes against humanity and for the Holocaust and for the murder of 6 million Jews. But there wasn't just Jews. It was lots of other people. Jews were the most. So they killed and murdered all these people, Christians, Mormons, the infirmed, homosexuals, handicapped people.
I'm kind of a thou shalt not kill guy. Personally.
Yeah, what happened to that? Well, they were all found guilty, but their excuse was this. You can't prosecute me. You can't arrest me for this because I was just following orders. Now we have the FBI saying the same thing and numerous other law enforcement officers across the country saying the same thing. Oh, we're just following orders. We're here. We just have to enforce the law. What you are saying is that you're a Nuremberg officer. And FBI, you are a bunch of thugs. And you want me to tell you why? Because you're just following orders and you've become political hacks for the White House and for the president.
And when we talk about the law, let's be very clear and set this out for the media. Because you know what? The media doesn't really understand what the law is. If there's an executive order, or if there's a, what do you want to call it, a mandate? Is that what they call them? Those are not laws, folks. That's pretend legislation. Why is it pretend legislation? Because it was never legislated. Okay, let me say that again so you guys can understand this. Those of you who are wordsmiths, write it down right. Write it down correctly. Look, when you have an edict from a king or from a, quote, executive branch, and they say it's a law, but there's no legislation that ever created that law, it is pretend legislation. Okay, that's the Declaration of Independence, right?
Yeah, it is. It's one of the 27 reasons why the Founding Fathers declared war on Britain.
Because the king, you mean the executive, was just having these pretend laws that were just created out of thin air?
Yeah, just like we create money out of thin air. Not to mention the debt.
But this idea about a mask, though, hey, you got to have a mask. The governor says so. The president says so. The whatever. The county, what, health department.
The CDC said so. It was one of their guidelines and mandates.
See, but they don't have any authority, though. It's pretend legislation, folks. You show me the legislative bill that was passed and signed. In other words, you show me the multiple branches of government that were involved. To those of you who think I'm anti-government, you show me the appropriate process that it went through legally and lawfully, not illegally and criminally, right? You show me the process that it went through to become a law, and we'll talk about it. But if you can't, it's pretend legislation. And that's really what we need to drive home today as well. Look, all these election issues that we're talking about. Hey, when somebody wants to look at the machines, where's the law that says nobody can look at the machines? Where's the law that says these software companies are above reproach? Congress literally said buy a bunch of machines that no one tested. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Millions of dollars. No one tested the machines. And then we say there's vote fraud, and they say, no, there's not. We say, how do you know? And they say, well, we just know.
We actually saw how in one of the videos, the video we're going to be showing at our conference today, we're going to be showing how one of the computers or a big shipment of computers that we bought in America spent $2.3 billion to buy these computers. So we could guarantee the probability of cheating. That the testers at this major company really did a very thorough test. They shook them. They shook the computers to make sure they were working properly.
Yeah, so literally. You ever heard of that disco song, Shake Your Booty?
Yeah.
You ever heard of that? Now it's Shake Your Machine.
Shake Your Machine, then you know.
That's right.
You've properly tested those computers. Folks, let's remember this right now. The only benefit that computers provide to the American people is to guarantee the probability of cheating. There is no other service rendered to the American people for all the money that went into these computers. They do nothing to help you. They don't serve you. They provide no benefit whatsoever. People say, well, it counts the votes more accurately. Nope.
Almost
they don't do it accurately. They do it faster. That provides no service. That provides no service to the American people. And you know what, Sam? I think we're on live Bright T on TV right now.
Yes, we are.
We are on the live feed, ladies and gentlemen, that will be conducting this entire video display and the media through Bright T on TV and Lindell TV, Mike Lindell's network, and I think that's called
Frank Speech.
FrankSpeech.com.
Yeah, they want to get frank with you, my friend.
Well, Frank Speech, right from Lindell TV. So, folks, after we're off this show.
And this broadcast is supposed to be the quintessential test, so all of you can spread the link and
share
the love.
So now you got it. Folks, share this with everybody. This is going to be amazing. The press is going to be sitting right down here, and we know for a fact that Reuters is coming, and we know for a fact that New York Times is coming. And so there's going to be a lot of other media
CNN
here,
won't
folks.
Be here, though. They're chicken.
Oh, Chicken Network. Yeah.
That's what it stands for, CNN Chicken News Network.
The CNN stands for Chicken Liver Network.
They're chicken to come and
that
and
wasn't
talk
two ends, though, was
because
it?
Because I invited the New York Times lady on the radio with us and on the TV with us, and she said that she couldn't come. They wouldn't let her, is what she said. And I said, really, who won't let you? Why don't you give me their phone number so I can talk to them? She said, oh, I don't think I'm allowed to. Okay.
Well, don't ask me to interview with you if you don't want to interview with me, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I can't remember who, but this one lady walked out of a meeting with the big news networks too. A lot of the conservatives are realizing that the new media is indeed taking center stage. And you know what? They don't have the gatekeeping control that they once had in the yesteryear media. They've rendered themselves really irrelevant for the most part, and they're starting to realize that. And so literally, big politicians and celebrities and people are just starting to dismiss them out of hand and just go, look, why would I interview with you? All you're going to do is lie and barbecue me and play games, manipulate words, and make me look like a buffoon. Why would I do that?
I don't need their help to look like a buffoon.
Yeah, I can do that all by myself. So I was trying to tell everybody what's going to happen at the press conference, and then you just derailed the whole conversation.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, so we're going to have this incredible historical video about election fraud in America. Yeah. And we're going to bring it to modern times and highlight what's going on now. There'll be some details that'll shock you. Even to those of you that are quite savvy in election fraud, up to date, if you will, there's still some shocking details that just make you go, wow.
Sam, I got to talk about it. You're saying wow. I got to talk about one sheriff.
It's even wow backwards. Did you know that?
Yeah, wow frontwards or backwards, man. It is, sir. The same with
and
an
so
exclamation
fraud.
Point.
Fraud. Anyway, well, it is. It's fraud.
But there's a sheriff here from Texas.
We're ready.
And he had dinner with us last night. And this sheriff, his county's right on the border. And he's got a story about election fraud that's going to knock your socks off. It'll knock your boots off. And I've got my boots on, and
we're going to hear it bottom of the hour.
From that sheriff? No, we're going to hear from Sheriff Clinton. That's not the sheriff I was talking about.
All right, that'll be at the
folks,
press conference.
At the press conference at 10 o'clock, you're going to want to hear from this sheriff, and I will tell you then who it is. But he's from Texas, and he's on the border. And this guy is a good friend, good family man.
What you're telling me is there's a press conference teaser.
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
All right, I just want to make sure I understand.
That's
I'm not
the professional
smart.
Term for it.
Yeah.
Teaser.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone companies and a rogue government? Get off the surveillance grid by turning to Volta Wireless. By plugging the Volta SIM card into your phone, you become hidden from the spy networks of AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and other carriers, while maintaining your full ability to place and receive phone calls and SMS texts. Go to VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV to save big on your first month. You get free VPN services included, plus a private messenger that's encrypted, as well as another Volta private phone number that can coexist with your current number. Learn more at VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV for major savings. It works with both iPhones and Android phones across 200-plus countries. Volta Wireless is the official wireless privacy sponsor of Brighteon.tv.
Have you noticed there's something very wrong with the modern-day man?
Are you a beta male?
I don't think so.
Beta!
Sperm counts are cratering.
Maybe it's man.
0% by 2050. But help is on the way. Keys to Life.shop has products which are making men, men again. And by the NFL, PGA, and the NCAA. Too manly. Clinically proven to raise IGF-1 levels. Man up. Take off the dress. Visit KeysToLife.shop. Get your manhood back today.
Thanks for watching IAMTV with Dr. Alan Keyes, live every weekday, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Alan has been a constant voice for the treatment of conservative principles in America, fighting for basic human rights to include the most vulnerable, our children in the womb. We hope that you are enjoying our show, Let's Talk America. So we have a simple request. Would you consider going to our website and making a donation to keep us on the air? Please consider your very best gift to help us continue broadcasting by going to www.imtv.us and mark it monthly reoccurring if you don't mind. On behalf of Dr. Alan Keyes and our staff, We sure do thank you. Enjoy the show.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government.
And all the allegations, and none of these allegations are fabricated, especially the two red pill moms from Utah.
Well, they're coming. Man. They're coming. They're going to tell their story. All 29 counties in my state, ladies and gentlemen, the state of Utah, literally panicked when these ladies wanted this stuff called evidence. And so they were subpoenaing and asking for and trying to get the voter records and rolls and these kind of things. And the whole state went into panic mode. They called the FBI on them. These poor ladies have been harassed ever since. They'll tell you about it coming up in the press conference. But why would the whole state go into meltdown mode over this? These just two weird moms just asking for stuff. What's the big deal if it's all on the up and up?
And they talked to the president of the Utah Sheriff's Association. And he said, you guys are just talking about numbers. Those are just statistics.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think any audit does? It presents the numbers.
And it validates the numbers. An audit usually has line item backup for everything claimed. In other words, every number in an audit has to be backed up by facts, by evidence.
So 200,000 illegal votes get stuffed in your ballot receptacles and you won't do anything about it because those are just numbers.
Statistics, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, those are, yeah.
See, this is what we're talking about. But look, any open investigation, you cannot tell me that there's no evidence if they're in the middle of an investigation.
And are we coming up to a break yet, Hunter? Are we close to a break or are we over it?
What time is it exactly?
It's 7:31.
Then I'm going to do a quick outro and do a break right now. How's that?
Yeah, that ought to be great.
This is the Sheriff Mac Show.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the BiviStick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the BiviStick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 BiviSticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com.
I don't know how to hammer this point home in the press conference more than I'll do my very best. But throughout the day, we need to highlight this. As much as we say illegal and as much as we say fraud and election fraud and criminal and all this stuff, we need to say this. We got to have real-time assessment of elections. Okay? After the fact, you know, the rabbit done died is the term that you use a lot of times, right? After the fact, it's really hard to dig up the evidence that they've already destroyed or manipulated or whatever, right? Especially when it comes to computers. It's like 1984 on steroids, right? And we've got to really remember this and understand this. You've got to catch them in the act red-handed election fraud. And so we've got to put citizen committees together. And there's some people in certain states that are doing this now. And I commend them for their efforts. You'll hear from some of them during the headliners section of the press conference later. But I'm telling you, these people are getting together and in real time, they're monitoring the elections and then they're literally calling in the sheriff on the spot saying, hey, you know what? This is a problem. This happened or that happened. And so I'm calling for a return to paper ballots. I'm calling for real-time analysts. And here's how it can work. If you go precinct by precinct in America, there's an average of about 800 voters in a given precinct. And if you have 800 voters and you have, say, four vote counters, they only have 200 ballots to count. And if you have vote counters and then you have vote watchers, and then you have a video camera, a wide-angle camera on the room, and then you have a camera, you know, top down, and then you have that fed to the internet, and then you record all those videos so that we can do like instant replay. You know, they do that in sports to make sure that they got the right call. We can do that in ballots and make sure we've got the right call, right? And then what can happen is these vote counters can have vote watchers. So let's just say four vote counters counting 200 votes in a precinct. That's 800 ballots. And you could have like, I don't know, six or seven or eight or nine vote watchers. And then at the end, they would have the totals. And everybody would have to swear under the penalty of perjury. Think about this. Under the penalty of perjury. If I have to do that for my taxes to the unconstitutional thugs at the IRS, it's got to be good enough for the vote counters and vote watchers, right? So have them vote. Or have them watch and then testify under the penalty of perjury that is right. They could fill out an affidavit, sign the under the penalty of perjury.
What about the oaths of office we take every day to uphold and defend the Constitution?
Oh, that too.
If we don't do it, is that perjury?
I personally think that it is. Ooh. Wait a minute. That would mean criminal illegal activity if they were to do that. So I think that we could do that. I think the real-time aspect of this is critical, though, Sheriff. If we move back to paper ballots and we have real-time assessment of this, though, if there's a problem, hey, bring in a sheriff's deputy right on the spot. Let's adjudicate this thing. Let's watch the instant replay, and let's come to a consensus before everybody leaves the room of what happened. Hey, was that ballot legitimate? Did it really go to this person? Is it legible? Is it da-da-da-da? We can go through the whole litany and really get to the bottom of it on the spot. I think real-time is critical here.
Well, we've got a couple of possible guests. I don't know. Should we, Kelly, can we fit somebody on the screen if we put them here really close to me? Okay.
Heck yeah, we can do it, man. Kelly's got it going
on. We're
going
to have the guest do it. Come, to my left or to my right or to Sam's left. Which one would be best?
Sheriff's right. Cause you're going to share a mic with him.
So.
Right? Choose the right, my friend.
And Sam, we got a gift from the hotel.
We got a gift?
Yeah, five boxes of Kleenex. No, now six.
That way
six
you
boxes of Kleenex.
On stage.
Yes. Six boxes of Kleenex and a business card.
Yeah. All right. Nothing like a gift.
Saving Arizona. Jeff Zink is going to help us save Arizona.
Hi, Jeff.
How are you doing?
How about the entire country?
We're doing fantastic, absolutely. My friend. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Tell us about yourself. Who's Jeff?
Okay. My name is Jeff Zink, and I am running for Congress against Ruben Gallego in Congressional District 3, which is one of the worst Democratic, Socialist, Marxist Democrats. I am the only congressional candidate that son is facing 22 years in federal penitentiary for being with me at January 6th. And then I'm also the only congressional candidate that actually worked the Arizona audit. So I was on the floor 14 hours a day and then another 6 hours vetting people out to get onto the floor. And I saw firsthand what happened in Arizona.
Was it pretty?
No, it wasn't. See, one of the things that we did find is that we found that when we looked at the ballots themselves, they're supposed to be a certain height, weight, a thickness, and some other things.
Yeah, so let me stop you there so people understand. What you're saying is they have scales, and when they have a big old bunch of ballots, they weigh them, and they're supposed to use that weight then to understand how many ballots are there, right?
That and then the actual individual ballot themselves. So they have to be a certain height, a certain weight, and a certain thickness. And then some other things that are involved when they manufacture that ballot, so it's lawful.
So let me explain, ladies and gentlemen. They don't really count your ballots. They do it by weight.
Yeah.
They really weigh a bunch of ballots and go, hey, there's like 197 ballots there. It's like, what? Why don't you count them? We don't need to. The computer's got it.
Yeah.
What? And then you weigh it? Why do we weigh it if the computer's got it?
Well, and then one of the things that we also discovered in the audit, when we were looking at the ballots themselves, we found variations of that ballot. There were some that were yellow. There were some that were a dingy gray.
Well, when I had to print mine out, they was a different color because my printer ran out of the right toner.
That's it.
Come on now.
That's true.
See, that's what's going on, folks. I kid you not. And then we bring this up and they go, there's no evidence.
Sheriff Clinton, hang on. You're next.
They really do that.
Somebody right? Yell at Sheriff Clinton back there. He just went headed in the restaurant.
Tell him, come on down. You're the next person. You're the next contestant on election fraud.
Well, Jeff, then why did you come to this conference?
Well, the main reason why is because the sheriffs are the first line of defense against unlawful activity. They are the law of the state. They can arrest anyone. And the thing is that we have presented, and I personally have presented affidavits in regards to the Arizona audit to the AG, Mark Brnovich, and he's sat on it. He hasn't done a single thing. The problem that we have in Maricopa County is we have Sheriff Pinzone, and Pinzone is a Democrat that hasn't done anything either. So the problem is that we don't have someone in Arizona willing to stand up. Oh, wait, we have Sheriff Lamb. And Sheriff Lamb has already made arrests, and he's already started working with Greg and Catherine and is actually doing something about it. See, we need to have...
And we commend Sheriff Lamb for this, ladies.
Absolutely.
And
the thing is that we have to have more sheriffs that will stand up and be constitutional and do what is right. And the reason why I'm here is so that I can meet so many more sheriffs. A lot of people also don't know is that I went to Texas, Pennsylvania, and Georgia and testified before the Supreme Court, or their Senate and House in regards to what took place in Arizona. Right now, I'm involved with Tarrant County, Texas. They're doing an audit. Sheriff Wayborn, and we're going to turn over the evidence that we discovered there. We don't know. Everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But the thing is that we need to sit down and start looking at what is the evidence, turn it over to the sheriffs, let them investigate it. When it rises to the level of a crime, then they have the authority to make those arrests, and we've got to have that. And unfortunately, in Maricopa County, we don't have that.
So you're running
because
against Gallego, and that's what congressional seat?
Congressional District 3.
Well, we wish you very well. We're going to call up another
guest.
Before
you go on, really quick, though, why don't you have that? You said we don't have that. Why?
Well, main thing is that Brnovich is running for Senate, and he wants to impress everybody by not doing anything, and he thinks he's going to get elected as a senator. The problem is that he's got a job that he needs to take care of right now, and it's not being done. The other is that we have a sheriff that's a Democrat that doesn't believe that and has come out openly and stated there was no fraud whatsoever, voter fraud. And you have to understand, they keep saying there's no voter fraud. That's not what has happened. It's election fraud. It's at a massive scale. It's not a single person going and collecting a couple of ballots and turning them in illegally. That's voter fraud.
Well, we wish you well. We're going to call up Sheriff Clinton now. But
thank
Jeff,
you, sir.
Thank you.
God bless you and your campaign,
everybody
help brother.
Jeff Zink, run for Congress in Arizona, running against one of the worst congressmen in the history of Arizona.
And they can check me out at Jeff Zink. That Z as in zebra, I-N-K. forcongress.com and check me out.
The number four?
Jeff. We're with you, man. Thank you.
Hold
Thank
on.
You,
the
brother.
Number four?
Do what?
Spelled out.
It's Jeff, J-E-F-F. Last name is Zink, Z-I-N-K. And it's can be four or either way.
Either
the
way it works.
Four.
Got it.
Either way, that's great.
Jeff Zink for Congress.com, people.
Go get him, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Sheriff Clinton, why don't you walk up right behind us there? We've got a sheriff from Texas.
And this guy's one of my favorite sheriffs. He's the one that has
What
that
have we
statement.
Said about the sheriffs from Texas?
Well, first off, the sheriffs from Texas are on fire. They're leading the nation, baby.
Yeah. Sheriffs are on fire in Texas. Man, if you want to find some constitutional sheriffs, just go to Texas.
Yeah, the live free or die state is falling way behind, people.
What happened to New Hampshire?
I don't know, but I'm telling you, Texas is tearing it up. We've done some of the most training we've ever done in the history of the CSPOA in Texas over the last couple of years.
In the great state of Texas, Sheriff Clinton.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Sheriff Cutter Clinton, right?
Right.
And you're sheriff of?
Panola County. So I am sheriff-elect of Panola County. I just recently was elected in the primary for a special election. I will go into office in November.
And then you're in for how long?
And then I'll complete the term, and I'll run again in conjunction with the presidential election in 2 years.
2024.
Yep.
All right.
A lot of politics next few years.
Okay. And why did you come to this conference? You know it's about election fraud. Why are you here?
I believe in the CSPOA. I think that...
Whoa, did you hear that, people?
I've had the opportunity to attend three different training sessions in Texas. I think that this...
CSPOA training.
Correct. The county sheriff.
So just so you know what we're doing with your support, ladies and gentlemen, this is it right here, baby.
I went to a training session in the early part of 2021, and I think saying moved might be the correct word. It was in the Woodlands, which is a suburb north of Houston, and it made a great impression on me. If our organization, which I've become a member of, and is gathering together to show a unity and to further a good cause, then I want to be in support. That's why I'm here.
Man, Sam, he was touched by the training.
And, so I want to know, what impressed you the most about the training? Was it our incredible eloquence? Was it the feeling in the room? Was it the logic that was brought to the table?
Or was it the guy that played George Washington?
Yeah, what really was so impressive?
Definitely
or what touched
Washington.
Your heart?
Definitely George Washington. I would say this, the year 2020 really changed my perspectives about a lot of things. I'm a master peace officer in Texas. I currently work as a criminal investigator for a sheriff's office. Connecting to my home county and where I will be the sheriff in November. And seeing the things that transpired in 2020 left me with a lot of questions. Kind of Sheriff Mack's epiphany he had whenever the single mother rolled the stop sign. I can't boil it down to just one instance like that, but just seeing what was transpiring across our country left me with a lot of questioning and a lot of doubts and things that I'd believed in. My entire adult life. And speaking with a friend of mine, a mentor really, he said to me, the county sheriff is America's last hope. And I said, you're a smart guy, but you didn't come up with that. He said, Google it. And so I did, and I was led to the CSPOA website and, started seeing some different things. I wanted to read Sheriff Mack's books. I try to read a little bit every night before I go to sleep, and got the books, and it made a lot of things make sense to me. So I joined the organization to get the books, but then after that, the conference came about, and I felt like I was with my own people that truly love this country, that want everyone to live their own life, and have the opportunity to exercise their constitutional rights and just live the way that you have the freedom to do. So I'm pretty long-winded, so excuse me for that, but I don't have just a simple answer.
Yeah, bring it on. So I agree that the county sheriff is America's last hope, backed by the American people, though. That's one part we really need to highlight, though. We have got to give our sheriffs the support they need, folks. Otherwise, they're just standing out there on their own. And you know what? The election fraud folks, the criminal folks, they'll have their way and make the sheriff lose next election if we don't overwhelmingly support constitutional sheriffs that are willing to stand with us. This is critical, Sheriff.
Sheriff, as you were talking, I was touched again, and it reminded me of the feeling that was in that room at the Woodlands. That was an amazing conference. About 50 sheriffs from Texas were there, and most of the sheriffs that were there have talked about that conference to other sheriffs, and those sheriffs invited us back, and they keep inviting us back to Texas. And now we have a group of judges that next month are going to have me come and do the training for them.
Yeah, because the judges need to learn about the oath of office.
Boy, they all need to learn it. And when judges get that kind of humility and say, come and train us in this most amazing CSPOA curriculum and the Supreme Court case that I won. And as you know, that's a huge part of our curriculum. What we teach right from the only time in American history where sheriffs sued the federal government and won a case at the U.S. Supreme Court. That decision coming out just 25 years ago, June 27, 1997. Sam?
The greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered, ladies and gentlemen. And when you're at the press conference, you can get a copy of the Supreme Court case, too, so you can review the summary of it, right?
We have a bunch of them here with us, and we are including them in the packet for the media. A copy of the Mack Prince case, the only time sheriff sued, and yes, Sam, as you alluded to, the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of America. Folks, you can get that decision at CSPOA.org.
Can I mock the media again for a second?
Please do. One of my favorite
times. What happens is the media says we claim all these things about the sheriff without evidence. And then my response is, why don't they read the Supreme Court case?
Read the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, and read the victory by these sheriffs.
Wait, did you say victory?
Victory. Victory.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
And
amazing
so Criminal Clinton was trying to force, what would it be if it's not the rule of law? Trying to force his edicts, his mandates, his executive ramblings.
And I have no relation to Criminal Clinton, just so you know. different set of Clintons.
That's right. We have now saved the name from forever ruin. But what I'm saying, though, is to these media who say we talk about the sheriff without evidence or without, I would point to the Supreme Court where, look, Bill Clinton created a mandate and flat out got shut down by a sheriff that would not obey. 10 seconds. We love you. Godspeed. CSPOA.org. The press conference starts at 10. We love you. We'll see you there in person or on TV.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Back with you live for the Ahern Hotel, ladies and gentlemen. I'm on the phone line now because we're doing transition after transition. It's amazing. We're live on the Ahern Hotel stage. And so we did the Liberty Roundtable live show first hour. Second hour, we did the Liberty Roundtable show live with the Sheriff Mac show on Brighty on TV. And the TV doesn't do the news, and then they kind of end early. So I always finish the show, as you all know. But in this case, it's a little bit different because we're just bouncing all around. I've got the microphones, the wireless microphones over there being charged for the next segment. When the press conference starts at 10 a.m., ladies and gentlemen, it'll be live from the Ahern Hotel, broadcast on Lindell TV and Brighty on TV, both. And, of course, I'm not sure if Brighty on Radio is going to be covering it. I'm going to have to talk to some people about that and see. Hopefully Brighty on Radio will be able to cover it, too. I'm not sure. But either way, we will be archiving press conference as well so that we can make it available. There's a lot of cable TV networks and others that can air it if we get them a file later. They can't air it live. But there's a lot of public service TV networks and things like that that'll be covering that later as well. So that's kind of good news. The conference is going to be incredible. It's going to be literally 10 a.m. We're going to start out with a prayer. How many press conferences start out with a prayer, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know that I've ever heard of one. Well, we are going to make history as we start our press conference with a prayer, with a pledge of allegiance to the flag, and we're going to have somebody sing the national anthem. Now, they tell you that we're anti-government, but what anti-government people start out with a prayer, with a pledge to the United States of America, and with a national anthem? Then we're going to go right into the history of election fraud in America video, tying it to modern times. Then we're going to have Sheriff Richard Mack, and the sheriffs will be on stage, and several sheriffs have current election fraud investigations. And I would remind the media that it's absolutely irresponsible. It's a media faux pas, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely disgraceful when the media says there's no evidence and or there's no election fraud when there's current investigations underway. Aren't we taught in America if there's an investigation underway, usually we don't comment on the investigations. We say let the investigation come to fruition, let it complete itself, and then let's see what the investigations show at the end. Isn't that what we normally do in America? Well, why don't they give the sheriffs the dignity, the respect, the honor to say, look, we're not going to make comments about the elections until we get back your election investigation reports. Okay? Are there charges filed? What happens in each of these investigations? The media owes it to these sheriffs who are duly elected sheriffs who are carrying out these investigations because they believe, the sheriffs believe, there's enough probable cause evidence to move forward with an investigation. Now, you got to wait till the end of the investigation to know if there's election fraud. You can't just say there is none without evidence. It's bogus when there's current investigations underway. Look, the media is responsible for the who, what, when, where, why, right? Well, let's ask who, what, when, where, why, and let's then wait for the investigations to come back before we make irresponsible, ill-advised comments that are not based in fact, that are based in what? Supposition? Opinion? Innuendo? I don't know. But I would challenge the mainstream press on this point. Look, I've been in the mainstream press longer than most of these people have who are reporting now. Most of them are younger than I am. They've been in the media a whole lot less time than I have. And they ought to take a little bit of advice from an old hand and say, look, you owe America to wait till the investigations are complete before you start spewing your comments that are not based in fact. They're based in opinion pieces. You put your journalistic integrity in jeopardy when you violate your, in my opinion, responsibility to the American people. But anyway, then the sheriffs will speak about their current investigations. And then Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht will be on stage as well. And they'll give you the update on what's happened to them and how abused and maligned and they've been. All the way to the FBI, literally dismissing claims, attacking them as the enemy, et cetera, et cetera. Look, this is unacceptable in America, ladies and gentlemen. So they'll be doing that, and then they'll have a question and answer period. After that, we'll have lunch, and then our headliners speak about their experiences with election fraud and current investigations and lawsuits that are underway and more. We'll do it all right here from the Ahern Hotel on Brighty on TV and Lindell TV coming up 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern. I am Sam Bushman. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.